So today being the disappearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Sri Gadadhar Pandit, we're going to read something about Bhaktivinoda Thakur first, and then we'll sing a little bhajan, since it's his day and it's his writing. We can hear from him directly his spiritual ecstasies. First, we're going to read into the glimpse a short introductory description of the glimpse of the life of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is out of the songbook. And then we'll try and pick out some excerpts from the Seventh Goswami, which is an excellent book. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur led a life of incessant labor and activity for Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He effected such immense good in the world that his work is only to be compared with the unbounded works of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and the six Goswamis. It was the spiritual attempts and divine writings of this individual that turned the scale and led the intelligent and educated community to believe in the noble precepts and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. If we look back 180 years, we cannot but be astonished to find how degraded was the condition of the Vaishnava faith that had its pure origin in the deep and majestic spiritual philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even vastly learned pundits could not fathom the super excellent precepts of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. Incredulity born of the ignorance of uncultured men, the Vaishnava faith had been degraded and was considered a beggar's excuse for living at the expense of society. It was by sheer love for the Godhead that Thakur Bhaktivinoda expounded the deep philosophy which had remained concealed in the pages of the Vedas, the Upanishads, the Puranas, and Srimad Bhagavatam. By his action toward divine service and also by his words set in simple language to be easily understood by readers in general, he has given this philosophy to the world. It is his writings and his divine unparalleled character that had helped to produce a class of educated and enlightened men who are now proud of their Vaishnava faith and of their acquisition of the spiritual knowledge of the pure and sublime philosophy of Krishna, on which the stern teachings of Lord Chaitanya are based. Though born in opulent circumstances, on September 2, 1838, Thakur Bhaktivinoda, who was given the name Kedarnath Datta, had to meet many difficulties in his early childhood. His childhood was spent at his maternal grandfather's house at Ulugram, from where he came to Calcutta at the age of 13 after the death of his father. After he completed his education, he was requested to be present at the time of his paternal grandfather's death. His grandfather, Rajavallabha Datta, had been a famous personality of Calcutta and had retired to a lonely place in Orissa to spend his last days as an ascetic. He could predict the future and knew when he would die, since he could commune with supernatural beings. Thakur Bhaktivinoda was present at the eventful time when the great soul passed away, and after receiving his grandfather's instructions, he visited all of the major temples and ashrams of the state of Orissa. Bhaktivinoda Thakur then entered the educational service and introduced English education into the state of Orissa for the first time. He wrote a small book about all the ashrams of the state and mentioned an ashram which was on his ancestors' property. Quote, I have a small village named Choti Mangalpur in the country of Orissa, of which I am the proprietor. In that village is a religious house which was granted by my predecessors to the holy men as a holding of rent-free land. The head of the institution entirely gave up entertaining such men as chanced to seek shelter on a rainy night. This came to my notice, and I administered a severe threat that his lands would be cruelly resumed if in the future complaints of inhospitality were brought to my knowledge. End of quote. Bhaktivinoda Thakur later took to government service and was transferred to Bengal. In one town, he gave a historic speech on the Srimad Bhagavatam, which attracted the attention of thousands. He made the world know what hidden treasures pervade every page of the Bhagavatam, which should be read by all persons having a philosophical turn of mind. He was transferred some years later to a town called Champaran. In this town there was a Brahma Daitya living in a great banyan tree, and he was being worshipped by many degraded people. One day the father of a famous girl scholar came to Bhaktivinoda for alms, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur at once employed him in reading the Bhagavatam under the shade of the banyan tree, which was the abode of the ghost. After 1 month, the Bhagavatam was completed, and then and there the tree crashed to the ground, and the ghost was gone for good. Everyone was thankful for this act except the few dishonest people who were worshipping the ghost. Bhaktivinoda's next move was to Puri. The government commissioner was much pleased to get him in his division, and he asked him to watch the affairs of the temple of Jagannath on behalf of the government. It was through Bhaktivinoda's exertions that many malpractices were checked, and the time for the offerings of food before the deity were regulated to its extreme punctuality. Thakur Bhaktivinoda was especially entrusted to quell the rise against the government of one Bishak Shain, who declared himself to be an incarnation of Mahavishnu. During the course of his investigation, Thakur Bhaktivinoda found him to be a hoax and a culprit, and charged him with transgressing government injunctions. After his trial, the fellow was sentenced to imprisonment for 1.5 years, but he soon died in jail. This man was really possessed of unnatural powers, but as they were the outcome of non-spiritual practices, he had to submit to the Thakur when the latter wanted him to do so. Bishak Shain was held in dread by the common people, and everyone warned Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur not to admonish him, even for the sake of justice, in view of the serious consequences that the yogi would inflict. But although the Thakur was not a man of ostentation and did not allow people to know his true qualities and spiritual strength, he easily cut down the demoniac power of the impostor. With the fall of Bhikshak Shain, there rose an impostor, Balaram, at another village. Now, back to Bhikshak Shain, we know that we read from the Seventh Goswami that his powers were in his hair. And after his hair was cut off, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's family took ill, but after some time they recovered, and that's when this fellow Bishak Shain passed. With the fall of Bishak Shain, there arose an impostor named Balaram at another village, and there were also other so-called incarnations of God, but their plans were similarly frustrated. During his stay at Jagannath Puri, Thakur Bhaktivinoda devoted much of his time to the discussion of spiritual works and prepared notes on the Vedanta Sutras, which were published with the commentaries of Baladeva Vibhushan. He also composed the Kalyanakalpataru, from which Vibhavari Shesha, one selection, appears in this book. This may very truly be termed an immortal work, and it stands on the same level as the divine writings of Narottam Das Thakur. In 1877, he left Puri on government service, and in 1881, he started a well-known spiritual journal called the Sajjana Toshini. He also published the Sri Krishna Sanghita, which revealed to the world the underlying philosophy explaining the spiritual existence of Krishna. This book opened the eyes of educated people to teach them their true relationship with God. It also attracted the admiration of many German scholars. For although the public regarded Krishna as a poetic creation of erotic nature, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur revealed Krishna as Parabrahman, the supreme transcendental person, the absolute being, on the basis of Vedic evidence. At the close of his stay at the village of Narail, he visited Vrindavan. There he had to encounter a band of dacoits known as Kanjaras. These powerful bandits spread all over the roads surrounding the holy place and used to attack the innocent pilgrims. Bhaktivinoda Thakur brought this news to the government, and after many months of struggle, extirpated the bandits from Vrindavan forever. From this time on, Thakur Bhaktivinoda preached extensively in large gatherings, explaining all of the precepts of the Sankirtan of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there's just another page to this, but before we continue, we're going to sing this wonderful song that we sing every morning, written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's the only song that we have copies or that everyone can read. So and then we'll read the translation because it's nice to hear what and understand what we're singing. Can I play the drum? Jaso mati nandana braja varanagara Jaso mati nandana braja varanagara Gokula ranjana kana Gokula ranjana kana Gopi paranandana madano manohara Gopi paranandana madano manohara Kaliya damana vidana Kaliya damana vidana Amala harina mamiya vilasa Amala harina mamiya vilasa Ripina puranda navina nagara vada Ripina puranda navina nagara vada Vamsi vadana suvasa Vamsi vadana suvasa Vraja jana palana surakula nasana Vraja jana palana surakula nasana Ananda godana rakova Ananda godana rakovala Govinda madhava navanita taskada Govinda madhava navanita taskada Sundarananda Gopala. Sundarananda Gopala. Jamuna tata chara gopi vasano hara. Jamuna tata chara gopi vasano hara. Rasa rasika kripa moya. Rasa rasika kripa moya. Sri Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Natavara. Sri Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Natavara. Siravakati vinodasaya. Vakati vinodasaya. Siravakati vinodasaya. Translation. Lord Krishna is the beloved son of Mother Jasoda, the transcendental lover in the land of Braj, the delight of Gokula, everyone's darling, and the life and soul of the gopis. He steals the mind of even Cupid and punishes the Kaliya serpent. These pure holy names of Lord Krishna are full of sweet nectarian pastimes. Krishna is the lord of the 12 forests of Braj. He is ever youthful, and he is the best of lovers. He always holds a flute to his lips, and he is an excellent dresser. Krishna is the protector of the inhabitants of Braj, the destroyer of various demoniac dynasties, the tender of Nanda Maharaj's cows, the giver of pleasure to the cows, land, and spiritual senses, the husband of Radharani, the supreme goddess of fortune, the butter thief, and the beautiful cowherd boy of Nanda. Krishna wanders along the banks of the river Jamuna, where he stole the garments of the gopis. He delights in the mellows of the rasa dance. He is very merciful. He is the lover and beloved of Srimati Radharani. He is the great dancer of Vrindavan, and he is the only refuge of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So to finish off this description of his life. that translation was by Chittananda. No, actually it was by Sachinanda, Jai Sachinanda. This narrative is Chittananda. While staying at Barashat, Thakur Bhaktivinoda met the famous Bengali writer Bankimchandra. This novelist and playwright had just finished writing a book on Krishna, and knowing Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur to be an authority on topics of Krishna, he gave the manuscript to Bhaktivinoda Thakur to see. It was full of mundane Western stylized speculations and ideas. But after 4 days of discussion, Bhaktivinoda had the whole text revised by Bankimchandra to accommodate the pure supra-mundane precepts of Lord Chaitanya. During his last year at Barashat, Bhaktivinoda was requested by a noted high court judge to publish an authoritative edition of Srimad Bhagavad Gita with the commentaries of Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, as well as his own translation. The preface preface written by Bankim Chandra expressed his gratitude to the Thakur for his endeavor, and when it was published, the copies were soon exhausted. Then Thakur Bhaktivinoda published a unique work entitled Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, the Nectarian Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which dealt with Lord Chaitanya's theistic philosophy and the philosophies of the Western speculators. This book defeats every other philosophy point for point and establishes the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya as supreme. Very similar to what Srila Prabhupada did in that book with Shyama Sundar. It compares, what is it, East Meets West? Dialectic Spiritualism. In 1885, he started a society named the Sri Vishva Vaishnava Raj Sabha for the propagation of pure Hari Bhakti. Many eminent citizens of Calcutta joined the society, and several committees were organized with assigned duties. Thakur Bhaktivinoda was so anxious to see the land of Lord Chaitanya that he applied many times for a transfer to any town nearby. Upon not receiving the desired transfer, he formally submitted his resignation from public service, but it was refused. Then, to his great rejoicing, he obtained a transfer to Krishnanagar, 25 miles from Nabadweep, Mayapur. Once stationed at a place near Nabadweep, he did not let a single free moment pass without visiting the land of Nabadweep. He at once made inquiries about the exact whereabouts of the different places of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. He soon discovered that the then city of Nabadweep was a town of only 100 years standing, so he was curious to locate the actual birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. He was convinced that the town of Nabadweep was not the authentic location, and he at once commenced a vigorous inquiry to find the truth of the matter. But he could not easily escape from the people who tried to make him believe that the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya was at that town. Then, after careful inquiry, he was told that the site was lost under the shifting course of the Ganges. Not satisfied with this explanation, he set himself out to discover the Yoga Peet. After great difficulties, he came to know of a place which was being adored by many realized souls as the true birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and which was then in the possession of the Muslims. Local inquiry and corroborative evidence from ancient maps dating from the latter part of the 18th century, which showed the name Sri Mayapur, at last helped him to discover the real site of the birthplace. The discovery led to the publishing of a valuable work called Nabadweep Dhammahatmya, which, by the way, is an excellent book and very much recommended to read if you want to find out all about Mayapur Dham. The year 1895 was the most eventful year in the history of the Vaishnava world, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the prime mover of the events. It was in this year that he officially memorialized the birth site of Sri Chaitanya and brought its true identity and importance before the public eye. Thousands of visitors were present at a function held at the spot. Just after retiring from government service, and this is, of course, is more elaborately described in the Seventh Goswami, how Lord Chaitanya went there with Jagannath Das Babaji and Babaji Maharaj jumped out of the basket that he was being carried in, some 10 feet high, when actually he couldn't even walk. It's a very incredible description. After retiring from government service, Thakur Bhaktivinoda himself, in a spirit of perfect humility and with a view to giving a firm standing to the discovery, went from door to door to raise funds for a temple. In the Amrit Bazaar Patrika newspaper on December 1894, the following article appeared. Quote, Babu Kedarnath Datta, the distinguished deputy magistrate who has just retired from the service, is one of the most active members. Indeed, Babu Kedarnath Datta has been deputed by his committee to raise subscriptions in Calcutta and elsewhere, and is determined to go from door to door, if necessary, and beg a rupee from each Hindu gentleman for the noble purpose. If Babu Kedarnath Datta sticks to his resolution of going around with a bag in hand, we hope that no Hindu gentleman whose house may be honored by the presence of such a devout bhakta as Babu Kedarnath will send him away without contributing his mite, however humble it may be, to the Gaudiya Vishnu Priya Temple Fund. Truly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur honored the houses of many persons for the fulfillment of the noble object he had undertaken. He went to persons to whom he would not have gone for any purpose but for this mission of Lord Chaitanya, and his efforts were not fruitless. Since the sum collected contributed to the construction of a building on the site, holy site of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. The work of preaching the holy name was also in full swing, and it spread fast into the distant corners of the globe. The Gauranga Smarana Mangala Stotra was a preface in English containing the life and precepts of Lord Chaitanya. It came out from Bhaktivinoda's pen soon after the discovery of Lord Chaitanya's birthplace, and found its place in all the learned institutions of both hemispheres. The more the names of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna were preached, the merrier was Thakur Bhaktivinoda. He therefore made annotations of Sri Brahma Sanghita, Sri Krishna Karnamrita, and gave to the world his immortal and precious work, Sri Harinam Chintamani and Bhajana Rahasya. He also edited with commentary Srimad Bhagavatarka Marichamala, which contains all the prominent shlokas of Srimad Bhagavatam pertaining to the Vaishnava philosophy. His pen never tired, and it produced many other Vaishnava philosophical works. He would rise at 10 o'clock at night after resting for only 2 hours or so, and write continuously till 4 in the morning, composing songs, essays, books. Most of his works appeared in the Sajjana Toshani magazine. He was equally engaged in writing and in preaching the holy name in many districts of Bengal. His personal appearances at villages had marvelous effects on the people. To maintain the center at Nadia, he built a house at Sri Godrum Dweep, which is called Sri Swananda Sukara Kunj. Here in this abode, the preaching of Hari Nam continued in full swing. It was at the beginning of the 20th century that he chose to live at Puri and built a house on the beachfront there, and which ISKCON now has. Many honest souls sought his blessings and readily obtained them when he accepted the renounced order of life by taking Babaji initiation from Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji in 1908. Though he was leading the life of a renounced soul, he could not avoid the men of all description who constantly visited him. All of them received oceans of transcendental training, instructions, and blessings. In 1910, he shut himself up and remained in a perfect state of samadhi, or full concentration on the eternal pastimes of the Lord. In 1914, he passed on to the blissful realm of Goloka on the day which is observed as the disappearance of Sri Gadadhar. Here we quote a stanza written about the samadhi of Haridas Thakur, which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote sometime in 1871. Quote, "He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still and sound. The Vaishnavas die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around." Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted, "Soon there will appear a personality who will preach the holy name of Hari all over the world." It is clearly understood that His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is that personality. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. So, I don't know if we have any more time. If we had more copies, we could read or chant a little bit more some of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's wonderful, wonderful songs. Yeah. Jeev Jago. We don't have any copies, but hopefully people can follow. Let's sing Arunodaya Kirtan, which is Udila Aruna. Starts off with a 1-2 and then goes on to 1-2-3, part 2.
Udila Aruna Puravavage Dvijamani Gaura Amani Jage Udila Aruna Puravavage Bhagata Samuha Laya Sate Gela Nagara Vraje Tatai Tatai Vajalakon Gana Gana Tai Janjera Ron Preme Dala Dala Sonaranga Charane Nupura Vajay Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari Bolone Bolore Vadana Bodhi Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari Poena Bolore Vadana Micheni Dava Shegelore Rate Divasa Sari Rasade Micheni Dava Shegelore Rate Divasa Sari Rasade Emana Dulava Manavadea Paya Kikoro Vamanakea Payani kara bhavana ke evena vajile jasoda suta charame bodhi velaje charame bodhi velaje utita tapana hoile asta Dina gelo vole oi bebiasta, dina ita tappana oi leiasta. Dina gelo vole oi bebiasta, tabe che no e be ala soi, nabajari doi raje. Jivana Anitya Jana Asam Tahina Navida Viparabha Jivana Anitya Jana Asam Tahina Navida Viparabha Namashaya Koriyatane Tumi Takapana Kaze Namashaya Koriyatane Tumi Takapana Kaze Jivera Kalyana Sadhana Kam Jagate Asiye Madhuranam Jivera Kalyana Sadhana Kam Jagate Asiye Madhuranam Avidyati Mira Tapana Rupe Rindagane Viraje Vidyati Mira Tapana Rupe Vidyagane Viraje Krishna Masuda Koryapan Judao Bhakati Vinoda Pran Namami Naki Naikoa Chauda Bhuvana Maje Jijago, Jijago, Gora Chandra Vole, Jijago, Jijago, Gora Chandra Vole, Tota Nidraya Omaya, Pisachirako le gota nidraya maya. Vajibhava liya ise samsara vitore. Vajibhava liya ise. Bhuliya rohile tumi avidyara vore. Bhuliya rohile tumi avidyara vore. Tomare loite ami hoinu avatara. Tomare loite ami hoinu avatara. Ami vina bandhuva ke ache tomara. Ami vina bandhuva. Enice aushadhi maya nashivaro lagi. Enice aushadhi maya hari nama ma mantra lao tumi lagi. Hari nama ma mantra lao tumi lagi. Pagati vinoda prabhu charane podiya. Pagati vinoda prabhu. Se hari nama mantra lailo magiya. Se hari nama mantra lailo magiya.
At least we tried. Translation. When a tinge of red on the eastern horizon heralded the sunrise, the jewel of the twice-born Lord Gorsundar immediately awakened. Taking his devotees with him, he went all over the countryside, visiting the towns and villages of Nadia. The mridanga sounded, tatai, tatai, the cymbals chimed in time, and Lord Gauranga's footbells jingled as his golden form trembled slightly in ecstatic love of God. Lord Chaitanya called out to the townsfolk, "You spend your nights uselessly sleeping and your days decorating your bodies. Now just fill your mouths with the vibration of the holy names, Mukunda, Madhava, Yadava, and Adi, chanting without offense. You have achieved the rare human body. Don't you care for this gift? If you do not serve the darling of Jasoda now, great sorrow awaits you at death. Each time the sun rises and sets, a day passes and is lost. Then why do you remain idle and refuse to serve the Lord of the heart? Understand this essential fact. Life is temporary and full of all kinds of miseries. So make it your only business to take shelter of the holy name and always engage in his service. Desiring to bless all souls, the sweet name of Krishna has descended to the material world and now shines like the sun in the sky of the heart, destroying the darkness of ignorance. Drink the pure nectar of the holy name of Krishna and thus satisfy the soul of Bhaktivinod. There is nothing but the holy name within all the 14 worlds. Lord Gauranga is calling, "Wake up, sleeping souls, wake up! sleeping souls. You have slept so long on the lap of the witch Maya. You came into this world of birth and death saying, "My Lord, I will certainly worship you." But you have forgotten this promise and remained in great ignorance. I have descended just to save you, except for me, who is your friend. I have brought the medicine to eradicate the disease of illusion. Now pray for this Harinam Maha Mantra and take it. Bhakti Vinod fell at the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga, and after begging for the holy name, he received that Maha Mantra. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.